driving you home every weekday afternoon. This is 105 Drive with Julian Clover.
A new theatrical concept has been launched in Cambridge, the Neon Moon Burlesque and Cabaret Club. It's a pop-up show that inhabits spaces such as stately homes and museums. Its next outing, Circus Circus, is on the 24th of August, comes complete with aerial performances, strongmen and contortionists. I'm pleased to say that the one of the performers is Ruby Truelove, and she's on the line with me now. Hello, Ruby.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you very much. So let's talk a little bit about, I guess, the concept of a pop-up burlesque club. I'm kind of used to talking about pop-up restaurants and things like that, but not necessarily when it comes to performance.
So our show is very much kind of an artistic concept, and it's all about giving the guests an experience that they're unlikely to have anywhere else, which is full of surprises and exciting things such as showgirls and vintage stalls and lots of wonderful kind of vintage and world music. It's an overall experience, really, not just a nightclub or a theatre show.
Yeah, what's your background on this? I'm just kind of wondering how you end up getting into burlesque in the first place.
Well, I am actually a trained fine artist, and I specialise in digital media.
Mm.
And I have always had a love of everything vintage and antique. And the two things have kind of come together with this. And I am one half of the duo Cherry and Ruby, which started in Cambridge at the Junction.
Ah, yes, I remember that.
Yes, and I'm now going solo, and this is my...
Which half were you? Were you Cherry or were you Ruby?
I'm Ruby. Ruby,
okay.
True love.
Okay. Oh, that makes sense. Yes. Okay, that follows. Okay, so then it sort of comes into bringing performances into places like this one coming up, Circus Circus. That's at Anstey Hall, I think, isn't it? And so I'm just wondering, yes, how easy it is to deck a place out for burlesque, and how long it takes.
Sorry, what did you say?
I'm just wondering how long it takes to kit a place out, like Anstey Hall or anywhere else for that matter, to allow you to do burlesque there. It must involve a set, and particularly if you're also adding in circus elements as well.
Yes, well, what we tend to do is we take over an entire space. So with Anstey Hall, we've got exclusive access of the whole building. So for our shows, it's not just kind of using the spaces for a cabaret show, but it's also all the bedrooms and the bathrooms and the indoors, and this time the outdoor spaces. So for this show, it's kind of going to be like a mini festival. We've got aerial artists on the lawn, so we're having a big aerial rig with aerial performers doing hula hoop and silks and rope. And we've got wrestlers. We've actually got a British title holding wrestlers who are going to be wrestling on the lawn as our strongmen. And in previous shows, we've had kind of installations in every room. We've had a menagerie where you can pet animals, and we've also had mermaids in the bath on occasion.
Sounds pretty interesting. Burlesque itself, it goes back to, I think, something like the 17th century, and I'm wondering how close the type of performance that you put on is to that, or whether or not it's been modernised along the way.
Well, there's a very big revival in burlesque and cabaret at the moment, but it all harks back to the entertainment that used to be. So very much kind of the aesthetic of the big meet-up, you know, so everyone having fun and, you know, enjoying some variety and live entertainment, but with a little bit of a, you know, tongue-in-cheek adult humour. And, you know, our shows do contain some nudity, and it's a little bit sort of risque.
Right, so not a family show then, but...
Not these ones as such. These are over 18.
Mm.
But saying that, you know, the breadth of the, you know, experience of our performance means that we can take the shows into a family setting, but obviously you wouldn't have the burlesque element of it.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. So altogether, how long have you been? How long have you been doing this? Altogether.
Well, I've been performing internationally for about 5 years now, as part of the duo, But I think it's been since 2011 that the Neon Moon Club has been running.
Right. So I'm just wondering sort of how it's kind of evolved during that time. Do you find yourself, you know, looking for like grander and grander performances and staging?
Yes, I think so. I mean, we're also really interested in opening up small, intricate sort of spaces. Really, it's about finding a place that has a lot of heritage and atmosphere and inhabiting that place and allowing guests to come and see it. So it's not about creating a show which goes into a black box theatre. It's more like finding the right space, whether it be one tiny room for 40 people or a huge manor house, you know, for how many hundred people. It's about finding the right atmosphere.
Yeah. Did you go and have a recce to check out the place in detail, as opposed to just, you know, checking the size of the room? You mentioned if you're going into sort of having performances in different areas, presumably you're going around with a notebook and thinking, oh yes, that would work quite well in there, and that would go better there.
I mean, to give you an idea, when we first started working with Anstey Hall, I think it took us about 6 months of meetings before we even started.
Right, so it's a long process.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Very carefully thought out.
Well, it sounds pretty good. If people are interested in all of this and they fancy coming along, give us the details. Where do we find tickets?
Okay, so tickets you can buy online from our website, which is www.theneonmoonclub.com. And they're £28.50 each. And there are still some left. So if you want to buy them, it's best to just go down there and buy them directly online.
Okay, remind us of the dates as to when it takes place.
It's the 24th of August, so that's this Sunday, at Anstey Hall in Trumpington. And it is possible, actually, for this bank holiday weekend to stay over at Anstey Hall, where the rooms are extremely limited. So you just have to contact Anstey Hall if you want to book a bed and breakfast.
Okay, so you have to do that separately, but sounds pretty good.
Thank you.
Okay, that's grand. Ruby Truelove, thank you very much indeed.
And thank you very much for having me.
That's grand. Ruby Truelove from the Neon Moon Burlesque and Cabaret Club. It's 5:37 now.